This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 244, I believe. I know it looks a little different. It's because I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. I think that's how you pronounce it. I think people get mad when you say Louisville or Louisville. It is Louisville. You got to say it like you're a Southern man. Louisville.
I got a Louisville, Kentucky.
That's how you got to say it. Here in Louisville, man, just chilling. We got some shows this weekend, starting tonight. And then the day after, and the day after, dang-a-ding-a-ding-a-do. I don't have my soundboard. If I did, I would press some cha-ching sounds, but I don't have it. So if you could just picture what that would sound like, that would be great. But yeah, man, just signed a bunch of posters. Also signed some prints from my new video that just came out. Thanks for all the support on that one. I appreciate it. Spent a long time on that one. And it's doing pretty well. It's performing very well. And I was nervous because it was so long and different. But I've gotten some positive feedback on it. And yeah, for a while it was at 9 of 10. And I was like, fucking perfect. But it moved its way up. It's at 5 now. So we're good. Whoops, sorry, I doinked it. I got this microphone here too. I got it. I wanted like a microphone to hold. So I clipped on my lav mic onto this pen. So the audio might not be that good. I apologize. But that's just what we're working with, okay? I didn't want to bring my whole fucking rig here. I'm recording on my fucking iPhone here too. So this is a little bit janky, I know, but I wanted to get this done, man. I didn't want to miss another week. So we're here. I'm recording. But yeah, we were just in, me and my wife, Jenna, we were just in New York City. And we had a good time. It was great. It's always fun going to New York. But we went to go see Chicago, which is crazy. Chicago, New York, pick a city, you know what I mean? So we saw Chicago. It's a play in Chicago. It's apparently like the longest running play, like Broadway musical in all of New York, I think. And it was awesome. We had a good time. But something really funny happened that I want to talk about really quick. When we left the theater. So we left the theater where it's like right close to Times Square. We're just walking, like a bunch of people were around us, obviously. And then one person came up, younger person, and they're like probably like 14, 15. Like a teenager, you know, and I could tell that they were, you know, they maybe seen some of my videos. So, you know, I was ready for the, you know, are you Curtis Connor? Let's get a picture. And I'd be like, no, never. That's usually what I say. I go, Beck, get away from me. So I was getting ready to say that. But this teenager walks up to me and they're with their dad. And they're like, so like super serious. They look me right in the eye and they go, oh my God, are you Kurt Cobain? And that's, you know, that's something you're not really prepared for. No one's really ready for that, right? They were fucking serious. And I had to be like, I thought they were doing a bit. So I went along with it. I was like, and I was just telling the truth. I was like, no, he's dead. He's dead. That's how I, that's what I should have said. You're a weird motherfucker. Are you Kurt Cobain? He's dead. That's pretty much what I said. I said, no, he's been dead for like 30 years. And then their dad was like, yeah, he's dead. What are you talking about? Why are you asking this stranger if he's Kurt Cobain, the lead singer of Nirvana? It's obviously not him. No one is Kurt Cobain. He's dead. So I just kept going along with it, be like, no, he's dead. And they just kept doubling down. It's like, no, you're Kurt Cobain, right? And I was like, no, he's dead. That guy is a dead man. No one you meet today is going to be Kurt Cobain. And then they were just like, who am I thinking of? If you're not Kurt Cobain, then who could you be? So then finally Jenna was like, you mean Curtis Connor? And then they were like, oh yeah, wild dude. And then they just kind of walked away. I don't know if it was like, maybe they were just like so uncomfortable with that whole interaction, but dude, it was so funny. I should have just been like, yeah. Thinking back, I probably should have just been like, I should have improv'd it and been a big old yes and. Been like, yeah, I am Kurt Cobain. Yeah, just did a show. I sang Smells Like Teen Spirit and it was a great time. Yeah, that was super funny. So shout out to that person. Shout out to that person who thought I was genuinely Kurt Cobain. Because I'm not. I'm truly not. And you heard that. You heard that from the friggin' horse's mouth. Okay. But no, New York was sick. I had a chopped cheese. It was awesome. I felt like J Lo. It was a good time. Crazy. My hair is all crazy. Running up and down the block. Hilarious. I love those videos of J Lo convincing everyone that she is in fact from New York. You know, from the block. It's like, we know. Okay. But I love the dedication, right? I love just being like, every year she has to like come out and be like, just so you guys know, I am from New York. I'm still Kurt Cobain. okay, we got a couple topics to go through today, some fun stuff, some crazy stuff, and I think it's gonna be a good time. Call me crazy. But I think it's going to be a good time. My posture is already fucked, dude. Ugh. So I got to lean forward for this camera angle. Maybe I'll put this pillow behind me. Thoughts? Thoughts on the pillow behind me? Okay. Okay, the first one I wanted to talk about is we got this video here. I'm glad I saved it when I did, because I've been looking for it and I think they took it down. I think they deleted it because everyone was dunking on them. But I knew that I, in my mind's eye, I saw that they were going to take it down. So I saved it and now we can talk about it. There's not going to be any audio because I'm pretty sure there's like a copyright song on it, but let's give this guy a watch. A Night at a Philosopher's Salon. And it's just shots of people just talking. They got red wine. There's candles and shit. Everyone's all dressed up. And it's just sort of like a nightmare. And people have been sort of dunking on this like crazy. Because this does seem like my actual nightmare. And that could be because I'd be super intimidated by people who are probably much smarter than I am. And, you know, that's probably me being like, why can't you guys just fucking hang out? Why guys can't just, you guys just, and look, I do see why people are making fun of this, because this could be a thing that could happen, right? That probably does happen. But like the fact that you have to like dress up for it, you know, document it. You have to do the candles and the wine and everything. You have to dress like you're in like the 20s. You're all dressed like Harry Potter characters pretty much. Like that just seems like, it just feels a little performative. I think that's what people have been critiquing them for, right? Because like I feel like the greatest philosophers of our time have just been like, honestly, probably just like stoned people in their sweatpants. They probably say the most profound shit of all time. At the same time, they say the dumbest shit of all time. They'll be like, what if our feet were bread, or was like a loaf of bread, and every time you had to walk, you had to get your bread dirty? So they'll say shit like that, and then like, but then they'll actually say something smart in the midst of it. Sorry, I thought someone was coming into the room. But yeah, I do feel bad that they had to take this down. But it's not very, you know, if you're a philosopher, you got to stand for shit, you know? You got to be a philosopher with your whole chest, right? You can't be taking the videos down for a little bit for people making fun of you, right? You think Plato would have done that? You think Socrates would have taken their TikToks down? They would have let that shit up, dude. Or who's that guy? Who's that philosopher who like threw away all his shit? The only thing he had was like a bowl. And then once he saw someone like eating, like drinking water from their hands, that's when he threw his bowl away. Because he was like, oh, I don't actually need that. Who was that? Maybe I should go to a philosopher salon because they would know. And also, salon? Why are you calling it a salon? Everyone walks out with a fucking fade after, too. You talk shop, you get a sick fucking haircut. The philosopher salon. Harry Potter and the philosopher salon. Dude, that's literally what it looks like. And like, I think this is just me. Everyone has like different opinions and shit and things they like, but like, this is the last thing I would want to do, is to get together and talk about philosophers. I don't know. And it's super funny now to be like a modern philosopher, because back then, when philosophers' heyday, you know, it was like, there's only like a handful of them, right? Because what philosophers what? It's just this. That's it. If you aren't watching the video, I just put my hand, I just put my chin on a closed fist, and I'm looking out into the distance. That's what philosophy is. You're just thinking, the thinker. You're just thinking about shit, right? So that is such like, philosophers back then, that's totally like nepo baby behavior. That is a rich person behavior, like pretending to have a job, right? Just thinking about shit back then. Because like, I'm sure other people were thinking about shit back then too, but they're like, yeah, but I got a job. I also have to like make a bunch of swords for the king. I'm a blacksmith, dude. I've been thinking, all I do is think about stuff. But no, that's awesome, man. Plato. Good job, dude. Yeah, I mean, look, all the power to them, and that's what they like to do. You know, that's great. Just getting lit off red wine, talking and just thinking about shit. That's the thing. They shouldn't be talking at all. That would be so much funnier. That'd be so sick. That'd be ideal for me. Get a big group of people into a room, Philosopher Salon. Philosopher Salon of Thoth and Magon. This sounds like an Eminem lyric, too. Spend a night at the Philosopher Salon. In the vibrant Philosopher Salon. And the Sean. With my friend Sean, the Philosopher Salon. Meet with my friend Sean at dawn at the Philosopher Salon. Mowing my lawn. Drinking red wine till we gone. Playing chess like I got some pawns. That's so dumb.
But no, go to Philosopher Salon. Everybody's drinking wine and just not saying a word. Just thinking.
And not sharing it with anybody. That'd actually be great. I would like that. So maybe I'll do that at some of my shows. You know, instead of like a meet and greet, I'll do a Philosopher Salon. And we can all just sit down in silence. Yeah, that'd be great. God, that reminded me of the... No, never mind. I won't bring that up. Okay. What are we at right now, dude? I want to check if this is still recording, too. What are we at? Like 15 minutes? Okay, cool. So, like, okay, that's cool. But shout out to the philosophers, man. You guys are the real ones for sure.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I had to flip my head around there. What else we got here? Oh, dude. Oh yeah, this video is fucking crazy. Hold on. We'll full screen this thing. So we're going to move on to the next topic now. I saw a video people were talking about. I think Charlie made a video about this too, but I think, dude, I don't know. Twitch streaming is weird. I feel like people who are who stream regularly, I honestly don't think it's like good for you, like at all, to be performing that frequently. And I think I've said this before, but it is not normal. It is not a normal, healthy thing for the brain to be streaming frequently. I don't think it is. Even when I was doing it for an hour and a half, like maybe once a week, it stressed me out a lot, which is like why I stopped doing it. It was fun like at first, but then like, I don't know, you kind of like read the things that people say in the chat and you kind of want to never do it again. So, yeah, people are just fucking gnarly. And I feel like it's weird because Twitch sort of like rewards people for that. Like they reward the people who are streaming for 8 hours a day, every day. And you see more of their lives than you really should. Like you see, I don't know. I just think it's, I'm very happy that I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I like that to not show that much of me. Cause you know, it's not that interesting. And two, none of your beeswax what I'm like for fucking 8 hours, right? Enough people saw what that was like at McDonald's and Starbucks, wherever the fuck I worked at. So you see a lot of like uncomfortable things on Twitch, you know? But this one in particular, it's one thing to like, you know, fart on stream or something, or like you get like an embarrassing phone call, something weird
that you're not supposed to see, but like an argument with your partner on Twitch is like something else. Like that is something that's fucking, no one should see that. And that's exactly what happened in this clip. So let's give it a watch.
It's Riley. Oh
my. Okay, so a little backstory. Riley? This guy who is streaming, I guess maybe someone sent a video, but he's watching a YouTube video that his girlfriend is in. And it was uploaded in 2015, and I guess she never told him about it because it's like a random YouTube video. It's 5 minutes long. It's just them talking. And it was like 10 years ago almost. And I guess for some reason he gets pretty upset about this.
Never told me about this, bro. She never told me about this. This is news to me right now.
Talk show.
Damn, she hiding stuff from me. Bro, she never told me about this. I'm surprised. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Never...
And the chat being like, yeah, she's hiding stuff from you. She never told me about this. Yeah, she's got to be hiding stuff. What the fuck? It's a fucking YouTube video with 300 views. You want her to tell you every single thing she has ever done in her life? What the fuck? You didn't tell me you saw a really big ladybug 20 years ago. Huh? Sorry, you never told me the exact thing you had for breakfast when you were 4 years old on your birthday, on your fourth birthday. So you're a lying asshole and we're done. Yeah, we're done. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. You never told me the temperature it was on Christmas Day when you were 13. Goodbye, honey. The fuck? It doesn't matter, dude.
I thought she would tell me something like this. She was on a YouTube video. She never told me this. I'm finna crash out. This is wild. Yeah, bro. She never told me this.
What the fuck? Like, why are you so pissed about that? Yeah, I love the two ends of the spectrum here, too. The one comment's like, nah, this is wild, LOL. And then one person is like, how dare she not tell you about something from 2015? Yeah. Literally. 9 years ago, dude. How dare you? Okay, so...
Yeah, how are you not going to tell me you did... Oh, so convenient.
Okay, so he's calling his girlfriend on stream to, like, chew her out, I guess? In front of his, like, viewers?
You're on speaker. You're on speaker now, by the way, but dude, that's weird. That's weird that you never told me this.
I literally forgot.
Yeah, might as well put her next to the microphone, dude. That makes sense. Yeah, put your personal arguments on Twitch, you fucking weirdo, dude.
Thought about that. I don't know how they found that. I totally forgot about that.
Interesting. I'm surprised you didn't tell me this. What do you mean, thanks? I'm surprised you never told me this. This is crazy. I gotta find this out from the chat.
This is really embarrassing. Thanks.
It's embarrassing for her, not me.
Yeah, what the fuck would it be embarrassing for you? That's so crazy. You're finding a thing from 9 years ago that she obviously doesn't remember. You're making a fool. You're fucking embarrassing me. You did stuff before knowing me? Oh my God. You might as well whip out my willy and smack it around live on TV, you jerk. You might as well pants me in front of the whole universe.
It's like our comeback video since we haven't made a video in like 5 million years.
And they made videos before. How am I just finding out about this? This is crazy.
I didn't explain myself, which is really fucking annoying.
Why wouldn't you tell me about that?
First of all, I totally forgot about that. You can.
That's
look
convenient.
Okay, so she comes into the room to confront him in person. And it's like, yo, just fucking... First off, if I was her, I'd be like, yo, let's not do this right now while you're streaming to a bunch of strangers. So you're clearly like misogynistic audience who is like, oh, yeah, yeah, she's doing, she never told you every single thing she's ever done in her life. That means she's for the streets, man.
You can look you at get
me. You've gotten mad at me for telling me, for like things popping up and you're like, oh, how
dude, do- if a fucking donation notification comes up, that is so unserious. A donation notification of a guy like dancing while you're in an argument with your girlfriend. I just feel so betrayed. I could never, I can't believe you're embarrassing me like this. You're embarrassing me, even though I'm shaming you in front of however people are in the chat right now. This is embarrassing for me. Oh shit. Cocksucker 82, thanks for the five bits, dude. Appreciate that. You're embarrassing me. The hell, dude.
How'd you not tell me this before?
I truly, honestly to God, forgot about that because it was so long ago. We never made it a serious thing. We filmed like two things.
We started 10 Talks together and we like talked about being on a podcast. And you're like, I've never done anything like this before.
That wasn't a podcast.
So it's like, people are saying like, oh, Yuri, why are you making a big deal? What's a big deal is it feels like I've been lied to. That's what it feels like.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't lying to you. I genuinely...
Yeah, what? Okay, it's so insane to be mad about that. I feel like I've been lied to, man. I can't believe anything you say. I can't believe anything you say now. You did a YouTube video with someone else. That's so crazy, man.
I genuinely forgot about it because it was never a serious thing.
I don't even know who those people are.
That's my friend Karina.
Cool.
And that's my friend Dalton, my gay friend Dalton. You could clearly
obviously, but I'm glad I'm learning this through someone in the chat 4 years later into our relationship.
I don't even know how they fucking found that. I don't even know that was out there.
So you're relying on the fact that I would not find that out.
How am I
lying? Why does she have to clarify that he was gay? To like... I guess maybe he was like jealous or something. But like even that, it's like fuck you, who, dude. And also, yeah, that's the thing too. If like who's in the stream, yeah, that's okay. So some people in the chat are actually like, that makes you feel better that a lot of people are like, yo, what are you guys doing? They're gonna fucking live stream their divorce settlement, I'm sure too. That's so insane.
Lying.
No, I'm saying you're relying on the fact that I would not
Why
find it out.
Why is it a big deal? It's not a stupid video.
But you're like, oh, I can't believe you found that. You should have never seen that.
When did I ever say that? When did I say that at all? I never said that. I just said, can you not play that because it's an embarrassing video? I'm literally in high school. Like, that's awkward and embarrassing.
Had I known about it, I would have been like, oh, this is the video Riley told me about.
I forgot. I don't even know that it's on the internet.
Yeah, that's the thing. Had I known about it, I never would have played it. But you never told me. This is embarrassing.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Yeah, why is there one in the comments saying he not gay?
And you're just like not okay. believing me, and it's really sad.
I do believe you, I guess, but it's like, it's. I don't understand how like you like just don't remember like oh yeah we did this thing before.
I'm not thinking. It's not like it wasn't a series. I was never on a podcast. Okay. I was never doing YouTube like that. I made a video before on YouTube. Bruh.
I'm just gonna stream, guys.
That's so stupid.
Everyone, have a good night. Peace.
Dude. Insane thing to get upset about, dude.
Hey guys, it's
yeah, literally the most. If there is an Insecure award show, that guy would clean up. That guy would sweep, dude. But then they would announce his name. They would announce that he won. They'd be like, are you sure? I don't think I deserve this. I'm just a piece of shit. the Insecure Awards. Dude. Yeah, if that's the thing to like put you over the edge, what the fuck? Wait, you weren't an entirely new person when I met you? You've done like other stuff? You've like met other people before? I don't think so. I'm the first person that you're supposed to collab with. It's like collab. No, we're in a relationship. It's like, yeah, like a love collab. That's what that's what we call it, like a love collab, you know? Dude, I feel bad for that girl, dude. That sucks. But yeah, this goes to show you, man. Fucking streamers are fucking. A lot of them are just. Yeah, I think just fucking cooked, just stunted, you know. I'm having chat brain. Because that probably wasn't helping. Someone in chat was like, "Yo, this you didn't know about this." And all the chat was like, yo, freaking, she's lying to you. And then he was probably like, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, that would suck. That is definitely a new experience. During an argument, to be like, well, that's not what the chat thinks. So what do you mean we're chat? Are you streaming? He's like, yeah, all the time. I stream all the time, everywhere. Been streaming since birth. I wonder how long it's going to be until that happens. Like, I think that's just the plot of the Truman Show, but you know, how long it's going to be until someone's entire life is live streamed? Like, first steps? You know? Yo, they got their friggin' finals. I got to tune in for the live stream of their math finals. They got their big playoff soccer game. Their little league playoff game is going to be sick. Yeah, I got to... Got some, I'm gonna resub for that for sure. Okay, what else we got here? I had Shun, my producer, put in some stuff here. I haven't really taken a damn. Okay, Shun put in a picture of this pretty gnarly wheelchair ramp here, dude. Holy shit, is that real? Whoa. For those of you listening to the audio, this is a picture of like a very steep staircase and the steepest fucking wheelchair ramp I have ever seen. It's in Alaska and it's very real. Dude, I love how they put the wheelchair accessible thing on it. Like, yeah. If you're the most jacked person in the world, that is like completely straight up. That is almost just like a vertical wall. Can wheelchairs do that? I'm not familiar with the current wheelchair technology. Can they go straight up walls like Spider-Man? You know the arm strength it would take to go up that fucking thing? Why do they build it like that? I mean, actually, dude, when I was in what grade was I in? When I was in third grade, we had an exchange student. I think he was from Saudi Arabia. I forget where he was from. His name was Hisham. He was fucking awesome. He sat beside me. We were really good friends for that year. He went away after 1 year. It was like an exchange student, but he was cool as fuck. But I never really thought about being in a wheelchair, how strong that makes you. Because you're using your arms all day. So obviously your arm strength is going to be, you know, a lot. You're going to be way stronger than the other kids. And then one time, Hisham, he punched me in third grade. Like, we were just roughhousing and stuff, you know, like, you know how kids do. And he playfully punched me in the arm, and like, dude, I felt like the wind, like I got winded, dude, from like getting punched in the arm. I was like, whoa, like it was something I've never felt. It was like man strength. It's like getting like that's how it would feel to get punched by like your dad. I feel like he was fucking strong, dude. Doesn't really have anything to do with this too much, but that was just a story that I just remembered. But shout out to Hisham, man. If you're listening, wherever you are, please do not punch me again because that fucking hurt. Okay, people are saying it's a joke.
The town is all boardwalks. That's it. Check out this ramp. It's wheelchair accessible.
So this place is full of...
Okay, so it's a joke. It's funny.
Resorts, and only about like 30 people live here in the summers on a regular basis, and like 5 in the winters.
There's a gift shop.
Okay.
So this is the Outer Harbor.
Damn. I mean, it looks pretty fun to go down, but going up would be very hard. What else we got here? Okay, we got, okay, we'll talk about these and then, move on to advice. And then that'll probably be the episode. So, because I gotta start getting ready for my show. Okay, next thing, I think Jacob is making an actual like YouTube video about this topic, but there's been a lot of stuff going on TikTok about middle-aged women pretty much doing any sort of workout instead of like just regular working out. And people are hating on it, which is like kind of annoying because like all the things they're doing, they look fucking fun as hell. But I'll watch one just so we have an example. Okay, so that's like that's just a weird run. I also don't know why these anime fucking characters are in it. Yeah, middle-aged white women doing everything but work out normally. 3 sets of tomfoolery. Okay, that's funny. But, okay, so it's not really loading right now. It was for a second. Okay, here we go. Come on, you can do it. It's a 16-second video. Just load. It's super easy. Great. Love this hotel. Wi-Fi is awesome. Okay, here we go. Jeez, audio is crazy. But I mean, like, you're still getting exercise, dude. People are talking shit on this. Be like, why don't they just go for runs? This is stupid. But you know what? Not to be contrarian, but it looks like they're having fun. It looks like it's a lot more enjoyable than just going for a jog. You know what I mean? They're, okay, I don't know what this one is. They're looks like they're drumming. Those are drumsticks and exercise balls. Okay, they're just drumming exercise balls. Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun. And you know what? Drummers are always fucking shredded, dude. Because they're using their arms all the time. What the fuck is this? Hold on. Oh, these are like moon shoes. Also, yo, why you put your fucking Memoji? Dude, that looks so sick. The moon shoe workout, dude? Are you kidding me? I don't know how much that's really doing, but you know, it looks like a lot of fun. That would be a good video to work to do a workout plan, but with all these. Whoa, whoa, what the hell was that? Oh, it's like a St. Patrick's Day thing. I was so confused. She just threw a bunch of gold coins on the ground. These are also with the moon shoes. Okay, she just threw a bunch of gold coins on the ground and is dancing. That's fucking sick. The old leprechaun workout, dude. Dude, that's so sick. Throwing a bunch of gold coins around. They're after me, Lucky Charms. All right, so this one, they're on like, okay. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if it's already hard enough to get some motivation to work out, okay, you might as well have some fun doing it, you know? Okay, little trampolines. That just seems dangerous to have trampolines that close together. All it takes is one person to go rogue. Try for a fucking backflip, and then people are losing teeth, all right? And they're going to start hopping around, dancing, throwing their teeth on the ground and stuff. They're after me, little teeth. Okay, should we move on to advice? Work out how you want to work out. That's the fucking moral of the story. But we'll do some quick advice, and then we'll wrap this up. So all the advice... By the way, I'm only getting the advice questions from messages on Patreon, okay? It's a lot easier to filter through stuff. So if you want to submit a question, subscribe to the Patreon, submit it, and you send me a message with the advice. Obviously, I'll keep everything anonymous, but yeah. So here we go. First one is from... I was just going to say their name. Obviously, keep it anonymous. So this is from Billy. This is their address. Okay, no. For advice segment, I want to ask you what you know about Thunder Bay, Ontario. I'm from Central America. I got accepted into a university I like there, but I'm watching some videos about the place, and everyone says it's really boring there. Like, there's nothing to do, and that crime rates are really high. I even heard something about racism. Okay, so Thunder Bay, Ontario. RIP. Sorry. Sorry that you're going to live there for a little bit, because I would not recommend it to anybody. But you know what? I've never lived there, so maybe it has some charm to it. I went there once. I will say one positive thing about Thunder Bay, Ontario. Usually when you know when you go get like a souvenir somewhere, they have like keychains with names on it. You like look like, oh, that's my name, I'll get it, right? Pretty much they always have Curtis, but it's with a C. The one time I was in Thunder Bay and I went to like a souvenir store and they had a bunch of mugs, and this was the first time and probably the only time I've ever seen a mug with Curtis on it spelled with a K, and I bought it and I still have it to this day. So Thunder Bay is pretty cool. Other than that, I don't know. Okay, we'll do one more and then we'll wrap this up. This is an argument someone sent that they want me to settle it. And these are my favorite things. I love settling arguments. This is a lot of fun. Okay, this is an argument I had junior year of high school with my best friend of over a decade that actually ended our friendship and split up our friend group. This might be kind of long. I apologize in advance, but it's over the dumbest thing in the world, and I must get your opinion on this. One day, they texted our friend group's group chat out of the blue about how they just ate some of their dog's food, and they started raving about how good it tasted. We all immediately assumed they were joking, and so we started making fun of them, and I responded by joking that they need a lobotomy. They got defensive and said, "Fuck you guys," / serious. So they, you know, they're fucking serious. Damn, if someone gives you the fucking tone indicator, you messed up. You messed up big, dude. And then after paragraphs of yelling, our friendship ended. Obviously, there was more to it, but the dog food was the catalyst, or the dog-a-list, I guess. They were mad I didn't apologize, and I eventually did because I never wanted to genuinely hurt their feelings. But in my opinion, yes, I will call you a freak if you willingly eat dog food. That's nasty behavior. Let's get so serious. We still hate each other to this day. Am I an asshole, or am I just real? Also, this fucking, that's a good question. Also, they watch your videos and listen to your podcast. So if this ever makes it to the pod, oh, damn. They say hi to their name. I'm so much happier without you in my life. Damn, dude. A little shade at the end, dude. You got to respect it. Yeah, it's weird. Okay, because full transparency. I eat dog food all the time. No. Full transparency. When I was a kid, my sisters dared me to eat one of my dad's dog's biscuits, like a milk bone. They dared me to eat one. And I wanted my sisters to like me and think I was cool. So I said, yeah, no problem. So I ate it. I ate the milk bone. And it was like, it didn't really have that much of a flavor. I don't know why dogs go so fucking crazy over them, to be honest. It didn't really taste like much. I don't know what type of food they were eating. I don't know what type of dog food that your friend, ex-friend was eating for them to be like, I gotta tell my friends about this. Dude, because if I was eating dog food, and I'm not, and even if I was, I wouldn't admit it. But if I, like, I just kind of gave away what I was going to say. But if I was eating dog food regularly and I loved the taste, I was like, God, I can't get enough dog food. I got a little bowl of kibble and I go for crazy. I would never tell anybody. That would be a secret of mine until I die. No one needs to know that you eat dog food. So the fact that your friend was like, you know what? I got to get my friends. I got to put my friends on. I got to tell them the secret to happiness, and it is eating dog food. But then at the same time, are you the bad friend for being like, you should get a lobotomy? You're insane for that, right? Who's to say? We could go back and forth. Maybe it could have been handled with a little more, delicacy. Is that the right word? Delicateness. This is why I'm not invited to the philosophy salon, dude. I'm not very good with words, but you could have handled it a little nicer, maybe. I think you guys maybe are both in the wrong. I think maybe your friend is more so in the wrong because they're eating dog food. But hey. You can't knock it until you try it. So if you are watching this, person who sent in this question, I want you to try dog food and then send a follow-up. And if you're the person who ate dog food, leave a comment. Let me know the exact brand so they can try it out too. But I'm going to say if the dog food can end the friendship, it was never meant to last anyway, okay? You might both be assholes for different reasons, but I think the dog food was the straw that broke the camel's back. I think that was doomed to end. Damn. Oh, I'm hungry now. Okay, well, thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed it. I got to go get ready for my freaking show tonight. And then, I'll be back next week. So thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I'll see you the next time. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.